Yes. What is it?
I'm eating.
You're always eating. That's all you do.
Grow up.
Okay, so one person requested another audio. Just one. Only one.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I don't even think he listened to all of it because he never gave the secret word at the end. He's like, it was hilarious. I'm like, secret word? He's like, I listened to it again. Nothing.
What was it?
Zookeeper. It was Zookeeper.
Zookeeper.
Zookeeper!
Zookeeper!
Okay, so with all this quarantine stuff that's going on, Clay and I are still considered essential. Mm-hmm. Obviously. None of you could live without us. All either of you that are listening to this, which will be me and you.
Yep. Couple times to make it look like there's a lot going on.
Look at all our plays. I have it on everything. Computer, tablet, laptop, phone.
All at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like in Echo. Mm-hmm. It's not any better the louder you make it.
It's like the TV's upstairs.
Yeah. We'll play it upstairs too. Play it at my parents. Mm-hmm. Mom, listen to this new show. Oh. You'll like it. Anyway, so we're essential, which means we still go to work every day. And deal with garbage and anxiety and stress. And so because of that, we're stress eating and we're angry that everybody that doesn't have to go out keeps going out. If you don't have to leave your house, don't. Like, it upsets us that people are doing it. And yet we still go at 8 p.m. to the dollar store for essentials because we need them and we can't get them where we work because they're out, or, you know, we don't care what we need or ever. But we went for candy.
Mm-hmm. And candy.
Yeah. I got some candy.
I got lots of candy. I got a whole bag full of candy.
I also got a card for the mail.
Mm. I got a pack of
eight.
Six
cards. Their pack was eight. You got cheated.
I liked these ones, though.
Well, that's because you're homeless.
Yes.
And you're Quasimodo.
Yes.
I was making a Snapchat video of her while she was eating, and she didn't know, and she was hunched over like this little rabid critter, like a raccoon. She was digging through her box of, what is this even? Variety pack 16 count that she eats every other day, a whole box. Fruit roll-ups, fruit by the foot, and fruit gushers. With no artificial flavors. I don't know anything that really tastes like this aside from these.
They're delicious.
Right. So anyway, she's digging through the box and I zoom in on her face and she just bows her head and air falls around it. And she digs through the little pack of gushers and stuffs it into her mouth while looking at me through her parted hair. Like a bad animal.
Well, yeah, that's how it goes sometimes. We're in a pandemic.
What can you do? These are tough times.
It is.
Just always survive.
It is.
Anyway, it was funny. But real talk, quarantine. That's the water running. That's nobody peeing. I get that a lot.
I might be peeing.
Are you peeing on the couch?
Maybe.
And it sounds like that? How many times have you peed on the couch?
Five.
Today?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God. See what's happening to us? We used to be civilized.
No, believe we it or didn't.
Yes, I was
we
civilized.
We were never, yeah, but then you met.
We were at least housebroken.
No, we weren't.
Oh my God. Do you see what's happening? Do you see why I'm moving 13 hours away? It's her fault. I can't. It's not far enough, but that's as far as I can get right now.
It's honestly probably the truth. You won't tell me till you get there, though.
It was always you.
Always.
You had too many damn gusher rippers. I couldn't take it.
Oh, they all make it to the garbage eventually.
And how many garbage bags a week do we have? Eight?
A lot.
I know.
I don't know how we go through so much garbage.
Because of this! You're like, well, they have a 4-pack for $1 or a 16-pack for $3.
I break down the boxes.
Oh, that's economical.
You know,
you're making it worse with how many bags we have, and you break down the garbage.
It's these wrappers that we need to be concerned about.
We shouldn't be throwing them away. We should craft them or something. These are times when we're running out of things.
We could make blankets.
For the homeless? For ourselves.
Yes. Yes, yes.
It's not even funny. It's not even funny. So, what's new with you, Clay? Oh, we found out what COVID-19 actually is. How it starts in your body. You watched a video today.
How it ends in your body.
How it ends in your body. It ends in a fiery death. Wait, no, you're already dead. No. And then they cremate you.
It develops into pneumonia, and your lungs fill up with fluid, so you basically drowned if you die in your own lungs.
And if you didn't hear it, that was drowned with a D at the end?
Drowned.
Yes. You have past tense died at that point.
Was I ever really alive? Yes, debatable.
The candy wrappers say yes.
Something's gonna kill me fast. It's probably gonna be the fruit roll-ups.
It's either the diabetes or the pneumonia.
The fruit roll-ups are the best one out of the whole box, though.
They're so much longer than they used to be. Oh, no, that's the fruit by the foot. They're like 330 feet long.
Yeah.
330 at least.
Yeah. They don't last long enough.
It's because you ball it up and eat it like one giant gusher.
No, I've been ripping them apart because they come apart now. I don't think they used to. They used to have the tattoos. Do you remember the tattoos?
No, I remember those in Fruit Stripe Gum.
Oh, Fruit Stripe Gum. Oh.
Jacqueline got me some for Christmas.
Does the dollar store still sell that?
Yes. I think.
Okay, the pandemic.
The pandemic, yes. So if we die, it's not really going to be a loss. I mean, this is literally what our life is. The stores might go out of business because they're not selling any candy.
My shirt just they straight shut down.
I know.
Couldn't do it.
I never get a receipt. She always asks for one so that when her bank account is in the negative, she can look and see how good she had it on payday only.
I don't even know what I did with it. Oh, there it is.
How much on snacks?
$22.01.
That's not bad.
No.
We've done worse.
Yeah.
I only spent $9 this time.
Oh.
American.
Oh.
Put it on my card, because I don't have any cash.
Did you put it on your card?
Yep. Oh, it was my debit card. Now my credit card.
Well, today was payday, so there goes my check.
I don't get paid. Not today. I don't get paid today. I do get paid. I don't get paid today. When I say I do, and I do get paid, but not very well.
You do all your work for free.
Yeah. Yes, yes, I'll do it for you.
All of it.
Yeah. All 4 hours today.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway, but she is legitimately scared about this virus because she has a couple health issues that they say to watch out for if you...
I have asthma.
She's got the asthma.
I've got the asthma.
A twice-a-day inhaler only, so... Not as bad as some people, but, like, I don't have it at all, so obviously it's way worse than I have it. Probably should have an inhaler. I was walking up the stairs earlier and got so winded I almost fell onto my face.
Oh, was I behind you?
Yeah, because you literally said, don't fall on me! Not don't fall, are you okay? You said, don't fall on me. Like an asshole.
Well, the thing is like...
What you said was, oh God, don't fall on me! I, like, caught myself with my teeth on the top step.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't fall on me.
Right, because you said not to.
What would have happened was you would have fell on me, I would have fell down the stairs, and Meow was probably down at the bottom of the stairs, so I would have smushed her.
Wrong. She was probably at the top of the stairs.
Probably.
Crying.
Probably.
Because me first. Only me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So anyway, where she works, they have officially closed their doors to the public, where if you want to purchase an item, then you can call the number, contact the store that they have posted on the door. They will bring it out to you. They will take your payment in, process it, and bring it to your vehicle. I work retail. We don't do that. What are you digging for?
My lotion.
Oh, my God. Can you pay attention, please?
Yes.
What did I say?
That I can take things out to people's car, but you cannot take things
out. No, I didn't say that. I said we don't do that.
We don't do that.
That's not how I sound.
Cars.
Are you done?
Am I ever done?
No. Boy, do I wish you were, though.
No. So what they're saying is that, so what happens is it develops scar tissue, right? Because it's pneumonia, even if you recover from it. Which means that you'll always have scar tissue on your lungs. Which, I've had pneumonia many times in my life. So I can feel it sometimes when I'm caught, like a real serious cough. I can feel like my lungs hurt. So it's like everybody who can breathe normal but comes down with this, it's like now you can't breathe the same. And that's
so
sucks.
Now we know how you feel on a typical day.
Yeah, but I don't want that. I don't want anybody to know what this is like. You shouldn't have to know.
Right,
what
but that
it's
wasn't
like.
The question.
Yes.
Why is it all about what you want or don't want? People are dying.
Yeah, I know. It's very sad. I don't want to die. Like, you know what I mean, like that. That sucks.
I'm going to die in a car accident.
No, I don't want... I hate when you say this. No.
Oh, look. Again, it's what she wants only. Even at my death, it's still about her.
It will be your funeral and it'll still be about me.
Yes. I can't even have a funeral. You'll get two. You'll get one when I die and when you die.
That's right.
Did you just fart?
No, it was my tummy growling from all the candy.
To have more?
Yeah.
Feed me right now. I don't have candy for 20 minutes. That's a withdraw. Oh, look who came up the escalator.
Ah, hello.
Lily.
Hello.
She said, can I have this?
No.
The cat just jumped up on the couch from a secret area that only the other cat ever uses. And now she's standing on the snacks. Oh, you move yours. You can't have mine.
No, because she's gonna upset her.
That's fine.
That's fine. She can play.
So, if there's anybody still listening, we're 11 minutes in. This is going to be a shorty. I figure 15 minutes and we're going to cut it off. Mid-sentence, whatever. Done. We're out. 15 minutes. Okay. Last time it was 30.
I know.
And we did good.
We did a questionnaire, though.
Yes. No one. You notice no one ever asked anything again after that.
They're like, we don't care anymore.
That's gross. They're like, oh, wait, it's both of you? Mm. I can't even handle just you. Mm-mm. Anyway, so, if any mechanics or car type people out there, any auto excellent,
I'll have it fixed tomorrow,
right? But I still want to know if anybody's smart out there that's listening to this that also fixes cars.
Hypothetically,
if one of us were to have a Dodge Dart, a 2009,
what 13
2013 hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
Yes. If we were to have a Dodge Dart, it'd be a 13. So, leave work. Get on the expressway.
I didn't even make it there.
Don't get on the expressway. It starts chugging in sixth gear. So, you pull into a turn lane of, say, a gas station. And put it in first gear. And it keeps chugging. You pull in. Shut off the car, you fill it up with gas, you start the car, it's no longer chugging, but the check engine light is on and stays on.
No, you forgot a part. So I pulled in.
Oh, I forgot. In the middle of it, you have a meltdown.
No, yeah, I did.
And scream.
I did. I yelled at my boss's son.
Listen, boy.
I pulled the e-brake, and I started the car, I shut the car off, pulled the e-brake, turned the car back on, and I opened the hood and stuff, and there was, all my fluids are there, nothing is rattling, there's nothing disconnected, nothing. So I put gas in, that's when my check engine light came on, is when I turned the car back on. It did not come on when I was driving. So I pulled in, filled it up, and didn't chug anymore, but my check engine light's still on, and I don't have a code reader, not till tomorrow, so.
Tomorrow the code will be read, but now it'll be a wager, who guessed it right? Well, no one that's listening to this, I bet, is going to know anything because probably no one's going to listen to it.
Right, so I'll have to find out tomorrow because...
Right, so competition canceled. No one knows. Actually, I tell you what, I'll do an audio if someone guesses it.
What?
I'll do an audio for them.
Oh, if they guessed it right?
Yeah, not for you.
Oh.
And not if they guessed it wrong. What the... I worry about you so often.
You should.
Someone needs to.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Check yes. Check please.
I worry about myself, but not in the same way that you worry about me.
That's because you don't understand how bad I worry about you.
I'm worried
just
about
surviving.
Which snack I'm going to eat
Yeah,
next.
That's all you're worried about. What if someone hoards all the fruit by the foot? How are we going to make it?
I'm terrified.
No, this is it. Do you need your inhaler? No, just let me.
Bring gushers.
Throw it in my mouth. Oh, been there. Anyway. Oh, 14 and a half minutes. We got to wrap it up. Any parting words?
So long and thanks for all the fish. So sad that... It's the end of the world. Hitchhiker's Guide.
Hey, baby, can I buy you a fish sandwich? Ooh, it's a lady. I love it. I want to watch it. Anyway, okay. So that's pretty much where we are. I hope everybody's healthy. I hope you're not on your deathbed. This is the last bullshit you hear for your last 15 minutes of life. I'm so sorry you had to go this way. But at least it's your end. I mean, this is just how we live. So you're really winning.
I think so.
Just, it's a rough one for you. Sorry.
Zookeeper.
No one will get it again. We even said it at the beginning this time.
I know. They're going to be like,
secret word.
Nope.
Secret word stays same. And if anyone guesses what the code is or what the problem is with the car, you get a special secret audio.
Ooh.
Super sexy.
Ooh.
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 Please don't say that while you're petting my cat. Nah. I don't. It's weird, but I'm too tired to go. It smells fruity over here. Okay. I hope everybody is happy and healthy and well and sane and surviving. And I hope that all good things are happening for you. And if they're not, I hope that starts soon. I hope that for me. Please.
Haha, same.
Yes.
Yeah.
Double for you.
Yeah, please.
Never mind. I have no energy left for me because I've spent it all hoping to fucking live.
Thank you.
You sound like Tiny Tim. God bless us, everyone. All right. Anyway. Okay. Talk to me, guys. Messages, comments. I love it. I miss you. And I'm hoping to hear from somebody soon. Say goodbye, Clay.
Goodbye, Clay.